AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. 17 people, including children, were injured in a Russian airstrike on a maternity hospital in Ukraine. President Volodymyr Zelensky calls it an atrocity. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi pulls a big coronavirus bill out of a major funding bill, replacing it with billions for Ukraine and European allies.
We are at a very difficult time because democracy is under assault by a person who has no values. We have to use everything at our disposal, whether it's economic sanctions to cripple their economy.
The Pentagon rejects Poland's plan to fly MiG fighter jets to a U.S. NATO base in Germany and give them to Ukrainian pilots. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
The intelligence community has assessed that the transfer of MiG-29s to Ukraine may be mistaken as escalatory and could result in a significant Russian reaction that might increase the prospects of a military escalation with NATO. Therefore, we also assess the transfer of the MiG-29s to Ukraine to be high risk.
The Republican-controlled Florida legislature passes a bill that includes an election police force. GOP Governor, possible presidential candidate Ron DeSantis, called for the police force in a speech last year in which he referenced alleged unspecified cases of election fraud. Baseball fans remain on the outside as the 2022 Major League season continues to shrink.
Major League Baseball has chopped off another week of the upcoming season with the lockout in its 98th day. The decision means the season won't begin until April 14th at the earliest and comes after differences narrowed on the three most contentious economic items under discussion. Management Wednesday gave the union a new option that would allow an agreement to be cut short after the 2024 season. MLB continues to press for its long-held goal of an international amateur draft. Players have repeatedly rejected that proposal since it was made on July 28th. I'm Dave Ferry.
This is AP News. As the planet warms, the western part of the country is seeing shorter and drier winters. Here's Ed Donahue.
The government's goal is to try to more than double controlled burns over 10 years to control wildfires. Forest Service Ranger Brian Banks in Colorado says conditions need to be right.
A very, very specific balance, not too wet, not too dry. And if we don't have enough snow, it's too dry to burn. But if we have too much, then we have to wait for things to dry out a little bit.
Increasingly erratic weather means snow is not always there when needed. Colorado Assistant State Climatologist Becky Bollinger is prepared for what lies ahead.
We're going to see more large wildfires and an increase in the wildfire season simply because it will be longer due to that lack of snowpack.
For parts of the Rockies, this winter brought too much snow, forcing officials to delay controlled burns, which are crucial to the Biden administration's 10-year plan to reduce wildfire hazards. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.